In our Episcopal Anglican tradition, we have kept the ancient apostolic practice of the veneration of saints because we believe in the presence of what the letter to the Hebrews refers to as so great a cloud of witnesses. In Hebrews 12, chapter 1, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." And so we have saints with a capital S, those canonized by the Church prior to the Reformation, saints we share with the rest of Western and Eastern Christendom, celebrated on November the 1st. We also have saints with a small S, all the dearly departed whom we commemorate on November the 2nd with All Souls. All saints and all souls are the opposite sides of the same coin, because death for us is an ambivalent experience. Passing through biological death, we celebrate the entry of the dead into glory, while continuing to register our sorrow at their departure and separation from our lives. One more thing. It's important to remember that in the New Testament, saint refers to those still living, and our prayer at this time is that as living saints, we may in this life reflect the glory of the divine light penetrating our dimension of time and space. All Saints is the only commemoration that can be celebrated on a Sunday. This coming Sunday morning, November the 6th, we will celebrate All Saints, and our guest preacher will be the Reverend Bob Syke. As many of you will know already, Bob is a retired priest. His wife Jan, daughter Jen and husband Joe, granddaughters Alyssa and Evelyn have come to join us and are already making a welcome contribution as members of St. Martin's. Bob has been busy throughout the diocese covering Sunday absences over the summer, and so it is a pleasure to welcome him to the pulpit here at St. Martin's. November the 6th is a busy day for us, as in the afternoon we will also mark our patronal festival. We will commemorate St. Martin, Bishop of Tours, with choral evensong at 4, followed by a return of the time-honoured custom of the St. Martin's Day feast. You will find details for the feast below, and please remember to register. Because I know that some of you will be anxious about this, I want to reassure you that it's permissible to come to church twice in the same day. Although Sunday is a double whammy, it's very important for us to prioritize our first post-pandemic celebration of our dear patron saint and the feast in his honor. We owe Martin such a great debt for the way his spirit has shaped our community character and continues to motivate our mission in the world. In honor of St. Martin on November the 6th, we hope that you will have returned your estimate of giving cards for 2023 as a thanksgiving for our inclusion in this wonderful community. Cards will be available in church, or you may bring your completed cards and place them in the offering plate. Sunday will also be my last Sunday before leaving for the second month of my sabbatical. I hope to see you in church or online this Sunday, and for some of you, maybe even see you twice.